This morning, I'm not here to talk about myself. I'm here to talk about the Word of God. We've been talking about growth. Growth can be multifaceted, but we are looking at it from the perspective of personal growth, because if I'm not growing, anything around me that grows will be temporary. Anything that grows around me will be temporary. If I'm not growing inside, anything outside me that looks like growth will be temporary. And many times we pay no attention to our inside. We pay no attention to the inside man, to the inner man. We pay more attention to the outer man, forgetting that when we develop the inner man, it will reflect on the outside eventually. Praise the Lord. I want to take my text this morning from 2 Peter chapter 1. Please follow me. I'm taking you somewhere. It might hurt a little bit, but the truth is good. Amen. 2 Peter chapter 1, I read from verse 1 to 4. Simon Peter, a bond servant, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ, grace be multiplied, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that through this you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in this world through lust. Spirit of the living God, I pray that you breathe upon the word of God, that this word from letters become life. Let this word become life-giving. Let it flow from the depths of our inside. Let it be a word that we will never forget. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you need a title to this message, it's Lord, I want more of you. Can somebody pray that prayer right now and say, Lord, I want more of you. Oh, come on. Pray like you believe it. Lord, I want more of you. It's an urgent call. It should be an urgent call in your heart. Praise the Lord. For a whole lot of us, there's something inside you that is holding you back. There's something inside you that does not want you to grow, that does not want you to stretch, to achieve all that God has for you. The someone inside you is called self. Self is very selfish. It wants attention on itself alone, just like the flesh. Self and flesh, they are the same. They need to give way. There's somebody inside you that needs to give way for God's agenda. If God's agenda needs to manifest in your life, somebody inside you needs to give way. Somebody inside you needs to give way so that you stop struggling with your Christian life. You stop struggling in your prayer life. You stop struggling when it comes to your relationship with the Almighty God. I want to remind us this morning that God has a better plan for any one of us than the plan we have for ourselves. Hallelujah. God is calling on you, calling on me to feed on him. He's calling us to feed on him, to grow up in him, so that he can deliver to us what he's keeping for us. Praise the Lord. The Bible says about Jesus Christ in Luke chapter 2, verse 39 to 40. Luke chapter 2, 39 to 40. So when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own city, Nazareth. And the child grew. It sounds natural, and it is, but it's beyond the natural growing. The child grew and became strong in spirit. that's not natural, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Jesus grew in spirit. He grew in wisdom. He grew in grace. Though he is God, but yet man, he showed us how to grow. He showed us how to grow strong in spirit. He showed us how to grow strong in wisdom and how to grow in grace. You find that in Luke chapter 2, verse 45 to 46. So when they did not find him, this was his parents at age 12, they returned to Jerusalem seeking him. Now so it was that after 3 days they found him. Where? Where did they find him? In the temple. He wasn't sleeping in the temple. He wasn't playing in the temple. He wasn't playing truants in the temple. He wasn't just having a tete-a-tete in the temple. He was sitting in the midst of teachers. Jesus Christ sitting in the midst of teachers. What was he doing? He was both listening to them and asking questions. The two major ways to learn, the two major ways to grow: listening and asking questions. Listening, I've told our workers many times, I learn by asking questions. I learn by asking questions. Jesus was in the midst of teachers of the law, who may not even know who he is. He was a child at the time. The Bible says, just like Apostle Paul confirmed it, and we read it, that the only way to grow in grace is through the knowledge of God. Everybody wants grace to be multiplied to them. Grace empowers you to become who you couldn't become by yourself, to do what you couldn't do by yourself. Grace is the invitation of God's presence into your life, into your circumstance. We pray, Lord, give me grace for this. Give me grace for that. But you are asking for grace without knowing the person you are asking the grace from. Peter said, may grace and peace be multiplied to you through knowledge, through knowing, through the knowing of God. Even Paul confirmed it, that grace is multiplied through knowing God and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's why Paul prayed that prayer in Colossians 1, verse 9 to 12. For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will. These are the vital things. These are the most important things in the life of a child of God. The moment you become born again, the next thing is to now become hungry. Hungry for the knowledge of God. Wanting to know God more. The one who saved you so that you know him more. Not that you know about him, so that you know him. Hallelujah. God is calling you to maturity. God, why is he calling us to maturity? The Apostle Peter made it clear, so that we can become partakers of his divine nature. So that we can be like him. Partakers of his divine nature. Our mindset is like him. We are thinking like him. We are comporting ourselves like him. A partaker, like Paul said, of the inheritance of saints in the light. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 11, when I was a child, when I was a babe, I spoke as a child. Some of us are still acting childishly. He says, I understood as a child. I thought in my mind as a child. But when I became a man, when I grew up, when I matured, I put away childish things, brethren. It's time to put away childish things. It's time to grow in grace. It's time to grow in the knowledge of God. It's time to grow in the understanding of scriptures. It's time to know how to pray. Not looking for somebody to pray for you all about. It angers my spirit, man, when I see children of God looking for people to pray for them. What happened to your mouth? What happened to your spirit? And you've been in church, you've been born again for 5 years, for 6 years, for 7 years. You don't know how to get on your knees. You don't know how to open scriptures and use your Bible to pray. Everything you need is inside you. Everything God wants to give you is already inside you. When I was meant to go for this surgery, it was a last resort. 2 years of pain, unending pain. I prayed on and off. God supplying His grace. I will stand on this pulpit and I will preach through pain. Go home and call up. When I decided that, you know what? I need to do this surgery. I knew it was a major surgery. Deep inside me, my home, we prayed about it. Every morning we prayed about it. We committed into the hands of God. And as we did, I had faith in me that everything was going to go well. But you know, as a human being, the devil will come and whisper something to you and say, this is where you are going to die. You know, if you do this surgery, you are dead. You know, I was so tempted to call my wife to say, you know what? So and so is here. That is there. This and that. I said, no, devil, you are a liar. Inside me, I know that I'm going to live. Inside me, I knew that I wasn't going to die. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So after 4 hours of surgery, when eventually they said it took me almost 3 hours to open my eyes. When I opened my eyes, I saw the clock right in front of me. My mind told me immediately, two things. I'm not dead. There's no clock in heaven, and there's no clock in hell. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, praise the Lord. You need to know. You need to know. You can take your issue to God. That's what maturity is all about. I didn't call anybody, apart from me talking to the workers. You know why? Because I'm accountable to them. That's why I'm like, you know what? Let me tell the workers. I'm going for a surgery, even though I didn't tell anybody what date it was. And everybody didn't see me in church 2 weeks. But my wife, I'm like, you know what? Tell them this is what is happening. I've not run away. I'm still alive. Praise the Lord. But you need to know. You need to know how to go before God. You are not a small child anymore. Begging everybody here and there, can you pray for me? Can you do this? So, you know, I'd rather you say, Pastor, agree with me. You understand what I'm saying? Agree with me in prayer. You understand me? Because if you are not praying for yourself, who says it's the prayer that I pray for you? You are not ready. You need to rise. You need to grow. Praise the Lord. Amen. The only time childishness is allowed in the kingdom is in believing God with simplicity. That's all. He says, partakers of His divine nature. His divine power, the Holy Spirit, has given us all things that pertains to life. and godliness. But listen to this. How can you, or how can his divine power, how can the Holy Spirit take you to the place where the word of God is not in your life? The Holy Spirit can't take you where the word of God is not in your life. Because the Holy Spirit activates the word of God. The Holy Spirit moves, is looking for the word to activate. The word in your heart to your mouth. That's why in the beginning God said, then the Spirit moved on what God said. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in John chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with Him, and all things were made through Him. And without Him, nothing was made that was made. Verse 14 says, and the Word became flesh. Now we are seeing, I'm trying to tell you that the Word is Jesus. Amen? Dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father. Doing what? Full of what? Full of what? Full of what? The grace you need, where is it? Is in Jesus. The grace you are begging God for, where is it? Is in Jesus. He's full of grace. He has it without measure. Grace and truth. Verse 16 says in this same John chapter 1. And of his fullness. Of his what? Fullness. We have all received what? Grace for grace. Grace and peace be multiplied to you through the knowledge. So grace comes by knowing God more. Whether you like it or not, you need grace. It is not he that runneth. It's not he that willeth. It is God that shows grace. Hallelujah. Amen. Spending time with God. Spending time in His Word. Spending time in prayer. And guess what? The end result is becoming, and this is where we're going, is becoming a partaker of His divine nature. What does this suggest? Suggests two things. That there is a lower nature and there's divine nature. We're all born into that lower nature. Natural. But we have to grow into the divine. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, let me speak to some of us, if not all of us. I don't care which church you belong to. Most people, church, in America, we are very religious, but we are in the lower nature. We are operating in the lower nature. How do I know? It is your lower nature that still argues and analyzes the word of God. When I find people arguing the word of God, I know that they're on the floor. Praise the Lord. Because they have no understanding at all. Amen. It is your lower nature that says you can dress anyhow. Come to church dress anyhow. To seduce, to distract.
I've said it before, I'm going to say it again. Nobody wants to know what you are wearing underneath your clothes. It's not in church. You can't even dress like that to your office. They will send you back home. Why should that be acceptable in the church? You're a woman, you are putting on a shirt, and all your cleavage is what you are advertising to the world, and you say you are a Christian, you want to get married, and your wedding gown, half of it, you are naked upstairs. What is wrong with you? I blame the guy you want to marry. It's true. If you don't have the sense to know that this is against nature, it's even lower than the lower nature. Huh? There are certain things that if it doesn't grieve your spirit, then we have to question your own growth as well. Amen. Come to church, we grieve the Spirit of God. It's your lower nature that doesn't want to wake up in the morning to pray. 5:30 a.m. Your lower nature says no. But the night before, your lower nature says you can watch that movie till 2 a.m. 30 minutes of prayer. I've told you this several times. It still beats my imagination. That 30 minutes of prayer becomes a terrible thing. In the morning, corporate prayer. And yet many people are blessed by it. If we give you the microphone now to say, okay, lead us in prayer. We'll just be recording, Father Lord, Father Lord, Father Lord, Father Lord, Father Lord, like a broken record. Huh? It's high time. I want to anoint you to grow. Praise the Lord. If this message annoys you, I'm preaching good. Amen. Hallelujah. You watch mundane movies all night. Wake up 5:30 to pray. Even if you are there, you'll be nodding. Be nodding. You know? Be nodding. It's your lower nature that does not want to be rebuked. It's your lower nature that does not want to be corrected. How dare the pastor talk to me like that? Who does that woman even think she is? The pastor's wife. Who are you? Am I in church because of you? Whereas, we are trying to save your future. We are trying to save your destiny. Because the Bible says, you rebuke a wise person, what happens? They become more wise. They become wiser still. But if you get angry, you want to fight, I'm not going to that church again. Who do they even think they are? All these Nigerian people, church, this and that, drama, Nigerian pastor. What is wrong with my dressing? Doesn't want to be rebuked. Doesn't want to be corrected. Praise the Lord. Lower nature. It's the lower nature that doesn't want to be in church on time. Is it not church? By the time I get there, Brother Prince Will is singing. They have not preached anyway. It's your lower nature that when prayer is going on, that's when you have your own meeting in the corridor. Talking. Distract. Let me tell you something. If somebody you are sitting next to start distracting you when prayer is going on, if you can slap them. Don't slap anybody. I'm just... You know, it's too important a time. I left home for a reason. I left home so that I can receive heaven's deposit. And you are now singing into my ears nothing. You are gesticulating. You are playing. If you want to play, go outside. And besides, how many hours do you spend in church? It is the lower nature that does not want to be trained in character. The lower nature is still debating about tithing and first fruit after 5 years ago when we explained it to you. Should that tithe gross or net? Should that tithe in the gift somebody gave me? Are you serious? Are you serious? And then if you are not tithing in this church and you come, oh, pastor, you know I have a problem. Let me tell you something. Register it from now. If you come, oh, I need help, this and that. I'll call the account. Please let me check. Are they tithers? We can't rob Peter to pay Paul. It's as simple as that. Amen? It's your lower nature that doesn't care about the things of God. Doesn't care about other people. Just me, whining like mosquitoes. And I need to talk to workers. We are acting in a lower nature. After all the words we've been hearing, it doesn't seem as if we are growing. I came to church this morning. Even after 15 minutes, workers are strolling in. All these years, the same thing. The same thing. And if we put envelopes of dollars filled with dollars to honor those who are working, serving God, here everybody, every worker want to expect. And I understood that the weeks I've not been in church, that has been the case. It's wrong. When the pastor is not at home at all, that's when we need to step up the most. Oh. This divine nature, the Bible says it's available. But it's attainable if we are willing to walk our way up into it. It's free. But it's not something you can just stretch your hand anyhow and grab. You can't pluck it off like a fruit hanging on a lower branch of a tree. You must be willing to climb higher. Like my last message here, God had to call Moses, come up to get him, to deliver to him the Ten Commandments. He said, come up. If you enjoy the lower level, ignore this word. You have to grow. You have to grow in faith. You have to grow to possess it. You must be willing to trade up. There are so many things we carry about that. There are personalities inside us that are holding us down, holding us back, that is not allowing us to trade up. Tell your neighbor, say something gotta give. Oh, come on, say it. It's like something gotta give. Something gotta give. Divine nature is having been renewed and continually so in the spirit of your mind after the image of God in knowledge, righteousness, and holiness. Divine nature gives you access to the mind of God through the Holy Spirit. Divine nature is not longing for sin. It's not looking to pleasing the flesh. It's putting it under, telling the flesh, you can't mess me up. You know, life has many intersections. And with every intersection is an opportunity or opportunities. We stand there and we have to make a choice. We make choices. And the choices we make or the choice we make will either take us up or bring us down. Since the day you say you have been born again, have you climbed? Have you gone higher? When was the last time God spoke to you? Not about when you have a need, but just because you are in the face of God. I grew up as a child of God, as a Christian, spending every afternoon in the presence of God. Just going to kneel down there and be talking to God. I'm not asking for anything. I'm just saying, Lord, use me. Use me. Use me for your glory. Use me for your honor. Give me the spirit of discernment. Give me the spirit of wisdom. Help me so that my life can be pleasing to you. I want no other but you. It's you only that I want to serve. Give me the grace to know you more. Give me the hunger to want you more. Help me to discern and the choices I make so that I don't make any choice that would displease you. Have I failed sometimes? Yes. But I have to rise up again and go back in that place. What I need, my bread and butter, food, clothes, all those things are minus. They are not pluses. The Bible says God knows that you need these things. Huh? For weeks before I went for surgery, guess what I was eating? Huh? Boring food. The first of all put me on liquid diet. Do you know what that means? Huh? Clear liquid diet. Then they graduated me to full liquid. Now, what is full liquid? Liquid with liquid, but has no nutrient. Huh? In the hospital, they say, you want broth? When I say, I'm feeling hungry. Oh, you can only have broth. And jello, thank you. I became like a baby. Then I'm like, look at life. Look at life. Even now, I'm only managing to try and eat good, solid food gradually. God says you won't die. You I know you need those things. And those are the things the Gentiles run after. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Every other thing will be added to you. That's what he said. In Matthew 13:44, Jesus said again, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid, and for joy over it, what did he do? He traded up. He goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Listen to me. If you refuse to grow, your refusal to grow, to be a partaker of God's divine nature, is death to your spiritual potential. It's death to your spiritual potential. And one reason why people will not rise from their lower nature to God's divine nature is because you are afraid of the sense of loss, the gap between the giving up and entering into, and even after I enter into, how long will I start benefiting when I enter into the divine nature? Only God can answer that question for you. But one thing I know, the odds are better when you walk in divine nature. In closing, I'm going to read this scripture and we pray. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17 to 24. This I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lewdness, to walk all uncleanness with greediness. But you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct, the old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Are you ready to trade up?